Hey, what's going on? It's Bobby Skinner of Talking Giants, and you are listening to the Big Blue Podcast. I told you long ago on the road, I got what they're waiting for. Nothing, dog, get your soul. Just tell them I ain't laying low. You was never really rooting for me anyway. When I'm back up at the top, I want to hear you say, you don't run from nothing, dog, get your soul. Just tell them that the break is over. Yeah. My track record so clean, they couldn't wait to just bash me. I must be getting too flashy, y'all shouldn't have let the world gas me. It's too late cause I'm here to stay and these girls know that I'm nasty. I sent her back to her boyfriend with my handprint on her ass cheek. City talking, we taking notes, tell them all to keep making posts.
Alright. I didn't really think I was gonna be making an episode like this. At least for like maybe another year or so, but well, first off, welcome to a new episode of the Big Blue Podcast. Of course, my name is Dan, and no longer with me is my co-host. If you guys didn't listen to the last episode, he officially stepped down, resigned, left, abandoned, whatever word you want to call it. He stepped down as the co-host of this show, and I had very mixed emotions about it, you know, and if I'm going to be honest, I was upset just because, you know, he did a lot for this show and everything, and due to him leaving, it kind of leaves me, like, having to pick up the pieces and all that. And this is no dig at him at all, of course. I wish him the best, and I really hope he builds his brand into something that is great. Sure, that. Yeah, let's go with that. Great. But for now, this is going to be the only episode that's not going to be on YouTube for now. If I can't figure anything out, then I'm just going to keep uploading only on the platforms that we've been uploading on for the whole time. This is something. I'm all over the place right now, but let's just start off with this, right? For now, like, for this episode and until further notice, it's gonna be on every platform that I mention at the end of the episode, which, if you guys don't know that, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. Our show is going to be on all of that except for YouTube, just for now, because I need to figure out what the hell I'm going to do with uploading and shit, because I want to make sure everything is all good, and I want to make sure everything's all right, and I want the content to be better than, and again, no disrespect to O, but I want it to be better than ever. So that's another thing, because I want the product to get to improve every time it comes out. It's like how when I started this podcast, my intro and the way I recorded was very robotic. You know what I mean? And when I started getting comfortable and everything, you guys started to see, like, first off, you guys started to see how crazy I am, but you guys started to see, like, how comfortable I was starting to get behind the mic. And that's what I want to do, but with like the thumbnails, the fucking, I can't think of it. The picture quality and all that. You guys know what I mean by all that, but we're going to get there eventually. We're going to, it might take a bit. It might be as quick as possible, but who knows? Listen, God chose a path, and all we got to do is follow it, all right? And with all that being said, welcome to a new episode of the Big Blue Podcast. My name, of course, is Dan. We have a great episode for you guys today. And I keep saying we, even though it's just me, but quite frankly, I don't give a fuck. We really do have a great episode and everything. As I said before, I was gone, but listen, the show must go on and everything, and I will be looking for a new co-host. Okay, I will be doing that and everything. So for those of you listening, fucking send in your applications. Do it. Go crazy. Go nuts. I don't care. I'm still looking personally though. So if I don't pick you, don't take it personal. I'm just choosing people I know and I'm very comfortable with. So there you go. But listen, a lot of stuff has happened since that last episode. For starters, Joe Judge got fired. Like literally right after we made that episode, Joe Judge got given the boot. Like it was so funny. Great timing by us as always. But Joe Judge is gone. And listen, I had very mixed emotions about it because like for starters, I wanted him to go because I wanted a fresh start. But on the other hand, I can't just agree on, you know, firing a head coach after 2 years again. You know, this is the third time we've fired a head coach after one or two seasons, right? We fired Ben McAdoo after 1.5 seasons. We fired Pat Shurmur after 2 seasons. And we just fired Joe Judge after 2 seasons. And I will say, out of the three, I would probably say that the best was Joe Judge just because we saw a good defense and at times we did see a good offense. With Pat Shurmur, we saw a really good defense, but we saw a very terrible offense. But at the same time, that 2018 was pretty good. Actually, no, I should say Ben McAdoo was the best. Ben McAdoo brought us to the playoffs. Somehow. Don't know how, but he did. But before we even talk about head coaching, we have to talk about GM, okay? We spoke about it a little bit in the last episode, but there is so many options for GM, and we've made quite a few moves since then. So since it's just me, of course, I got my lucky notebook, and I wrote a couple of notes while I was at work today. Let's see. Already did that. Let's see. Okay. So there are a lot of candidates out there that go by the names of, you got Joe Schoen, who is the assistant GM in Buffalo. You got Ryan Pohl, who, if I'm right, is maybe the assistant offensive coordinator or the assistant GM in Kansas City. You also got Joe Horitz, who is a part of the staff, the front office in Baltimore with the Ravens. I'm trying to look up the other names right now, so that's what's taking me so long right now. So I'm sorry about that, boys and girls. We also got guys like Quentin Harris, who is a part of the Cardinals personnel. He's a vice president of player personnel. You also got Adrian Wilson. I already brought his name up before, though. He is a former Arizona Cardinal, and he's currently a part of their scouting personnel. I think he's the head of scouting, I think, over there, or the vice president of scouting, I think. I cannot remember. I said it last episode. I can't remember, if I'm being honest. And, of course, we got Joe Schoen, all right? We also have – there's also other names. Like I said, there's Joe Horitz. There's also – wow, I cannot think of these names. Oh, my goodness. There was literally, like, a whole list of guys. Okay. I got another one. So Joe Horitz, as I just said, and there's also Adam Peters. There's plenty of freaking names to throw out there. It's really insane how many candidates we have that could possibly become our GM out of nowhere. So yeah, dude, it is what it is. But listen, if I'm John Mara and Steven Tisch, right, and I'm choosing a GM to bring to this team, I would want to bring Joe Schoen. I really do want Joe Schoen because I've looked at what he's done in Buffalo in this short amount of time. It's insane, okay? They literally built from the ground up where literally in Josh Allen's rookie year, they got blown out by 40 in like the first two games, I think. Then the next year, they make the playoffs. Then I'm trying to think of it. Right? Didn't they make the playoffs in 2019? Yeah, they did. Made the playoffs in 2019-2020. And then in 2020-2021, they almost made it to the Super Bowl. Holy crap. All because of how big brain that front office is. And Joe Schoen is a huge name in that front office. You look at the offense they've built in the very short amount of time that they've had. They got guys like Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, Cole Beasley, Dawson Knox. They had John Brown, who was a 1,000-yard receiver in Buffalo, if I'm right. Who else do they have? I think they currently have him. Emmanuel Sanders. They have so many guys. So many names, okay? And I'm not saying this is all on Joe Schoen, but he's definitely a key contributor in that front office, okay? And then you got their offensive coordinator, who is possibly, if Joe Schoen gets hired by the Giants, most likely, I think his name is Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll. I'm going to look him up because I'm not too certain about this dude. As in, like, how to pronounce his name. Brian, he's Canadian-American. Oh, that's great. Does it give me pronunciation for Daboll? No, it doesn't. That is swell. That is fantastic. Wow, there's really no way to say it. Hold on. Oh, wait. This is going to help me. Pro Football Reference. No, it didn't. Okay. I love how this is what I do. How do you say Daboll? The baby in Spanish? No. Let's say Daboll. How do you say Daboll? How to pronounce Daboll? Let's see. It's not telling me how to say it. I'm going to have to listen to this. If you hear it, there you go. Daboll. It's Daboll. Okay, Daboll. So, Brian Daboll, offensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills, wants to coach a team. He wants to be the head coach of a team. And if you guys are wondering of his stat sheet, of his rap sheet, rather, college team, defensive assistant for the Patriots for a year. Then he became the wide receiver coach for 4 years. Then in 2007, he became the quarterback coach for the Jets for 2 years, 2007, 2008. Then 2009 and 10, he was the OC in Cleveland. Then in 2011, he was the OC in Miami, OC for Kansas City in 2012, which is funny because I think that was the year that the Chiefs made the playoffs. Update, it was not. They were the worst team in the league. I think next year was the year they made it. It was. All right. So 2013 was the year the Chiefs made the playoffs, which he was not the OC for. He went back to New England in 2013, and he was a tight end coach for 2013-2016, which was when he won a couple of Super Bowls. He also won a Super Bowl with his first stint in the with the Patriots as well. He's won a total of 5, by the way. So he's won a couple, you know. 2017, he was the OC and quarterbacks coach for Alabama. He won a national title while he was there with who was Alabama's group of guys that year? Oh man, why can't I think of it? Oh my gosh, Alabama's group of guys in 2017: Minkah Fitzpatrick, Rashawn Evans, Bradley Bozeman. Okay, yeah, now we're starting to name some people I know. Okay. All right. And their offense, what, they had Jalen Hurts starting. Oh, and then this is when Tua came and took over. Okay. Damian Harris, Calvin Ridley. That's pretty much all the key names. Oh, Daron Payne. Can't forget about Daron Payne or Ronnie Harrison. Anthony Everett. Yeah, Anthony Everett's still in the league, right? Yeah, he's a starter for the Ravens. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but he was the OC in 2017 with Alabama. And then since 2018, so since that 2018 season, which was Josh Allen's rookie year, Brian Daboll has been the head offensive coordinator. Well, that made no sense. He's been the offensive coordinator for the Bills since 2018. And when you look at the offense they've had for the past couple of years, it's been pretty good. So we're going to go to the Bills right now. I love how I'm focusing more on Brian Daboll than Joe Schoen and the other GMs right now. So that's just kind of funny. So we got Bills, and then let's look up Pro Football Reference, PFR. There we go. And now let's go to 2018 Bills. All right. Let's see their offense ranking. Their offense is actually terrible that year. Their rookie year. Yeah, rookie year, they were bad. But offense, let's see. They weren't really that good. I think it's because it was Josh Allen's rookie year, so that does kind of explain the situation. But 2019, they went 10-6, and they made it to the playoffs. And in in 2019, though, they made the playoffs at 10-6. Oh, no, I did not say 2006. What the fuck? I'm going insane, dude. I need to go to sleep. In 2019, though, they did make the playoffs with 10-6. Offense was still pretty meh. Rushing, though, they were pretty good. I think it's because they still had LeSean McCoy. No, they didn't, actually. 2018 was his last year. But they were still good offensively, though. They had – let me look at this. Okay. Yeah, John Brown had 1,000 yards. Cole Beasley had 778. And then Dawson Knox had 388. All right? And then Isaiah McKenzie had just 250. And Devin Singletary had – just under 1,000 yards from the line of scrimmage. And they also had Duke Williams, TJ Yeldon, and they also had Frank Gore, who came out with 700 yards on that year. So good for him. 2020, though, last season, huge jump for this fucking offense. All right. Second in points, points for, second in yards, first in first downs, third in passing yards, third in passing touchdowns, ninth in interceptions. So I think that's actually a good thing, right? Yeah, that's a good thing, because the higher you are ranked in interceptions, that means the better you are. Let's see. What is this stat? Fourth in net yards. Don't really care about that, though. Rushing. They did go down in rushing, but as you see, the Bills now, they're not really a rushing team. They're a passing team, right? But listen, dude, they had a great 2020 season. Josh Allen had one of the best years of his career. This was truly like his coming out party, right? 37 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, all right? His longest pass, albeit, was only 55 yards. But dude still had a great year, all right? He played all 16 games, okay? And then you look at their offense and everything, right? You look at the other guys in that locker room. Devin Singletary had 687. Zach Moss had 481. Josh Allen had 421 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns rushing on the ground. So you do the math right now, right? 37 plus 8, that's – let me do some quick bullshit math right now. That's 45, I believe, right? 45, yeah. Yeah, 45. He had 45 total touchdowns, right? And now you look at receiving. Threw for a lot of receiving yards and everything, right? In Stephon Diggs' first year as a Bill, 1,500 receiving yards and 8 touchdowns. Cole Beasley had just under 1,000 yards. Gabriel Davis had 600 receiving yards. John Brown, unfortunately, was out half the year. Got 500 receiving yards, though. Dawson Knox, 288. Isaiah McKenzie, 282. And Devin Singletary, again, with another just under 1,000-yard season with total yardage. Listen, Joe Schoen and Brian Daboll, they've put together a really good group of guys in Buffalo. And because I know Buffalo is going to get eliminated unless they pull off a really good upset against the Chiefs, because it really seems like it's going to come down to them two in the AFC. Unless the Bengals prove something. You know, listen, the Bengals, they had a good win against the Raiders. But to be fair, the Chiefs, they murdered the Steelers. And as for the Bills, they murdered the Patriots. I wasn't expecting it to be a murder in that game. But listen, I'm happy the Bengals won. I'm happy the Patriots lost and the Bills won. And I'm happy the Chiefs won and the Steelers lost. But what this means now is that the Titans are now going to be playing, if I'm right, they're going to be playing the Bengals, if I'm right. So let's see. Hold on. Titans. Let's look up Titans and let's see who they're playing. Titans are playing. Yep, they're playing the Bengals this coming weekend. If you're going to ask me who's going to win this game, I think the Bengals have a good chance of winning it, all right? That defense has improved every single week. That offense is off the roof right now. It's going nuts. And then as for the other game, which is crazy because it's really an early, very early AFC Championship. This is an AFC Championship type game. We're getting it very early, right? We're going to be getting Chiefs-Bills. This is last year's AFC Championship matchup. And the last time these two played in the AFC Championship, the Bills had the lead. Albeit they choked it, but they put up a good fight against this Chiefs team. And the Chiefs have not gotten better since then, right? Listen. They got the right pieces offensively. You know, they did get rid of both Eric Fisher and Anthony Schwartz, but they got in Joe Tooney in the offseason. And defensively, they did not lose anybody, but they didn't get anybody too. If anything, draft picks. That's literally it. They only drafted players. Which actually, I will say that too, because I just brought up drafting. They drafted two very late round draft picks, Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, in the draft, both offensive linemen. They both have turned out to be studs, which is insane because Trey Smith dropped so far in the board simply because of a heart condition he had years ago, I think. I think it's a heart condition. But you look at that team, they're the same. And now we can talk about Ryan Poehl. Ryan Poehl, actually. Poehl's, who is a part of the front office in Kansas City, you look at the team they've built in the past couple of years. It's insane, just like the Bills. The only difference is that the Chiefs have won a Super Bowl. All right, so listen, if we end up with either Poles or Schoen, I'm cool either way. Because here's the thing. If we get Schoen, we're most likely getting Dabble. If we get Poles, we're most likely getting Eric Bieniemy. Or Bieniemy. How do you say his name? Jeez, we're about to go into this. Eric. Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy. Bieniemy. How the fuck do you say this guy's name? Jesus fucking Christ. Why does everyone have to have difficult names? Holy crap. But if you guys are wondering his stat sheet and everything, he was the running back coach for the Chiefs from 2013 to 2017, and he became the OC in 2018 in classic fashion, Patrick Mahomes' debut year, and if you look at that offense, it's been crazy ever since, okay? Now, I'm not saying it's solely because of him and all that, but you just look at what him and Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce have all pulled off in that scheme. It's insane, all right? So if we get either Dabble or Bieniemy, I think it's Bieniemy. Bieniemy. If we either get him or Brian Dabble as our head coach, I'm not complaining whatsoever. Because the truth is this. Joe Schoen has proven that he can be a really good GM. So is Ryan Poehl. I didn't write this down. I was going to write it originally, but he didn't make it to the second round of the GM search. But I was going to say Adrian Wilson is definitely a dark horse in this freaking race. But he didn't even get brought up for the second round of interviews. Because the first round was really everyone doing Zoom calls. The second round now is them actually meeting Tish and Mara in person. And I did write this down too. Joe Schoen really does seem like the man to beat. Just because from how the Zoom call went, it went, and I quote, amazing. He, and I quote, crushed it. And from what a lot of people are saying, he really is the man to beat. And if there's one man that could beat him, it's probably Ryan Poehl. I wouldn't complain if any other guy wins. You know, if Adrian Wilson somehow came back and managed to pull off the job, I'm cool with that too. But if Joe Schoen became the GM, I'm happy no matter what, okay? And now let's just talk about this really quick. There's a slight chance that wherever Brian Flores goes, Deshaun Watson's going to go there. There's also a chance that
John Harbaugh could possibly become the head coach of the Giants. These are all rumors that have been flying around and everything. And apparently Deshaun Watson is intrigued by the Giants, and so is Brian Flores. Listen, if we get Brian Flores, I'm completely cool with that. The dude should not have gotten fired, but he did for some reason, all right? Now, if we got Deshaun Watson, don't get me wrong. I love Deshaun Watson and everything, but at the same time, I do want to focus more on clearing up money and giving Daniel Jones, or at least whoever we have at quarterback back there, right, a really good offensive line. I think we could pull that off even with us getting Deshaun Watson, but at the same time, you got to remember he's going to have a very hefty contract, and if we do try to grab him, we're going to end up trading both Saquon and Daniel Jones, in my personal opinion, because there's no way, or maybe give up Sterling Shepard. Who the hell knows, all right? We just need to find a way to make cap space, all right? That's the one key thing we need to do. All right, and we're going to get into all that once we get a head coach and once we get a GM, because obviously once free agency comes around, this show is going to become a frenzy, just like it did last year in free agency with both the draft and player signings. It's going to be nuts, all right? That's pretty much all I have for you guys, all right? I just wanted to make a very quick, short episode about the GMs and all that, all right? Don't really have much else to talk about, though, all right? Thank you guys so much, though, for being here through it all right? I did want to address the future of the show, too, by the way. It's not going anywhere, all right? I am not done making shows. The only reason why O wanted to leave was because, one, he wanted to start his own channel and start his own brand, and two, our schedules were really messed up. You got to remember, he is a senior or a junior in high school, and I am basically in college, right? I also have a job, but basically I'm a college student and he is still in high school. Two complete different schedules, right? Because my classes could end at 12 o'clock, but he's not getting out till 4 o'clock, and then I could have work after school. That's what I'm trying to say, all right? Because usually my schedule goes like this. I get out of work, I get out of school around 2:30, but then right after that I go to coach until 5:30 at night. And then once I'm out of there, I'm exhausted, I'm tired. And then by the time I get home, I'm probably going to knock out. That's why, days like today, I skipped going to coach today because I knew I had to make this episode. I knew I had to make it. All right. I knew I had to make it. Whatever. You get the picture. I had to make this episode. Okay. Because one, I didn't want to have another episode where a lot of news came out and I didn't report any of it. Okay. I'm trying to think of what else. I really don't have much else to say, honestly. I'm all over the place right now. I've been busting my tail, earning and burning, snapping necks and cashing checks, kicking names and taking ass, over this past week. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I've not had a day off these past 2 weeks, it feels like. I've not had off since last weekend. Not the weekend that just ended, the weekend before that. So if I'm right, that's January 10th, 11th. I have no idea, but it's been a pretty rough 2 weeks. Okay, in terms of quitting, family, ex girlfriends, friends, a lot of stuff, and work, of course, It's been very rough, and I've just been trying to stay positive and all that. And to put a little bit of sugar and a cherry on top, the Giants. The Giants not doing good didn't help either. And I went to that fucking Week 18 game against Washington. That fucking broke my heart watching Jake Fromm throw a pick six right in front of me, running QB sneak or QB dive. When there's 7 minutes left in the half, it's abysmal. It's disgraceful. At least I got Sean O'Hara, Plaxico Burress, and Tate Crowder's autograph, and Andrew Thomas. I got those four players' autographs. I almost got Saquon's. I almost got Daniel Jones's, but I just missed out on him. I was not complaining, though. I was pretty happy no matter what. And also, I doubt he's going to listen to it because he's a very busy guy. But shout out Joe Becker for bringing me to the game and everything. Shout out to him for getting me the amazing seats I had, which was literally on the first row in the whole entire stadium. Shout out to Joe. Can't wait to go to another game with the guy. But listen. Listen, I'm a happy man no matter what. Just trying to stay. Just trying to stay positive no matter what. All right. But that's going to do it for us in this episode. All right. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Big Blue Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at the Big Blue Pod 4. Make sure you got us on Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. All right. This episode is not going to be on YouTube. It's only going to be on those platforms, unfortunately. All right. So you guys have to really prepare for that. But I'm obviously going to post them on Instagram, so you guys already know it by now. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. All right. And as always, stay safe and thank you.